请弟兄姊妹们仍然是翻到启示录第五章。
Let's have brothers and sisters turn again to Revelation chapter 5.
我们还是念那几节经文。
Let's read the same verses again.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Verse 9 through 10. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We truly thank our God. Through the shedding of his blood, he has brought us, he has turned us completely around before him. To turn us from a rebellious state toward God to be towards God. This change in relationship is truly marvelous. Because without this change, our relationship, the relationship between us and God will remain the same. But when this relationship is revealed, through this change, our relationship with God has become close.
密到一个地步，不光是好像人说，我们可以与神面对面。
It will become intimate to such a point that we can truly say that we are seeing God face to face.
并且我们就完全是融合在神那永远的旨意的里边，来成为发表神的器皿。
And we will be truly interconnected into God's eternal purpose so that we can become God's worthy vessel. We truly thank our God. Because we thank our God that through His Son, we can partake of this unimaginable gift. Let's return to the prayer of the 24 elders.
我们看到那件事情是越来越深刻的把我们带到神的宝贝的心意的成全里。
We see that this prayer truly leads us deeper into the precious will of God.
我们说我们归向神。
We see that we are turned towards God.
那我们怎么归向神？
But how do we do that?
我们归向神到一个什么样的地步呢？
If we are turned toward God, to what extent do we turn?
在长老的祷告的里面，就给我们点出了一个非常严肃的事实。
In the prayer of the elders, it reveals a very serious reality.
第十节那里就说，叫他们成为国民。
It says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests.
弟兄姊妹，你念，你听我们的弟兄念英文。
When you hear brothers say it in English,
你看到他念出来的那个意思，跟我们中文的意思好像有一点点的不完全一样。
Did you notice that there is a slight difference between the Chinese and English versions?
那个不完全的一样，虽然在中文圣经没有直接的翻出来。
There is a slight difference even though the Chinese translation does not fully translate it.
但是那个含义却是在圣经里面仍然表达出来。
But even though there are slight differences in translation, yet the connotation behind it remains the same.
我们很清楚地看到， 当我们归上神的时候，神在我们身上显明了两个很重要的功用。
We can see that when we are turned towards God, God wants us to become two important things.
一个就是我们成为国民。
One is that we could become kings.
你听到我们弟兄说了。
You hear the translation there, Brother Haas.
不单是我国民那么简单。
It's not as simple as kings.
Not only the people of the kingdom.
People of the kingdom. Well, as it actually means in the Chinese translation, it means people of the kingdom.
我们还是成了一个国度。
We also have become a kingdom.
这个国度里边有一个特色。
And we have a special part in this kingdom.
那个特色就是像神自己。
And our role is to become like God himself.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We truly praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们回到神的救恩在我们身上显出来的时候，
When our God's salvation is fully revealed on us,
我们很清楚发现一件事情。
It's very clear to us of one thing.
我们不敢说我们有很多很多的改变。
We cannot say that we truly have made much progress and change.
但是我们起码有一个改变。
But we can say we changed in one thing.
那个怎么改变呢？
What's that change?
我们的性情上面有点改变。
Our attitude, there's a difference in that.
我们从前对属天的事情是完全不懂的。
In the past, we did not understand at all the things pertaining to heaven.
不单是完全不懂。
Not only did we completely not understand,
并且觉得那是简直是无聊。
And we thought it was very boring.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our God.
当我们和神这个关系一转过来的时候，
But when our relationship is changed towards God,
属天的事情对我们来说就成了一个很真实的事实。
Heavenly matters for us will become a reality.
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们发觉我们这样的光景的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we realize we are in this state,
不单是我们自己有这个感觉，
Not only will we have this feeling,
连认识我们的朋友亲戚他们都觉得某某人啊， 你怎么好像有点不像平常一样的，有点怪怪的呢？
Our friends and relatives might say to us also, brother or sister, blah blah blah, why are you acting this way? You seem to be a little different.
你要解说也解说不清楚的。
And they won't be able to explain it.
你怎么讲他也不会明白的。
No matter how hard you try to explain it, they won't be able to understand.
但是我们自己会明白。
But we would understand.
有什么事情在我们身上发生了呢？
Because what has happened in our life?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise God.
羔羊的血跟我们一接上的时候，
When the blood of the lamb comes upon us,
我们不单是仅仅在那里接受羔羊的血所带给我们的那个洁净的功能。
We not only accept the power of cleansing that the blood has given us.
同时，他也把一个属天生命送到我们里头来。
But it also, through the blood, it has given us a heavenly life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们信主的时候，我们说我们重生了。
So that is why when we believe on the Lord, we can say we are born again.
我们说我们得救了。
We say that we are saved.
你怎么得救呢？
How are you saved?
重生是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be born again?
你对不相信的人来讲，结果他们也觉得莫名其妙的。
For those who haven't yet believed, they think it's a very strange thing.
但是我们自己呢，我们知道了。
But for us who have believed, we understand.
这个不单是一个名词上的说话。
This is not only a phrase that has been coined.
它是一个很真实的属灵的故事。
But it is a true spiritual story.
最简单的发生在我们身上就是我们的倾向和爱好，情绪和那个感觉发生变化了。
The most clear example is that our mind, our emotions, our feelings, they all have changed.
最低限度，从前你听见神的名字，你就觉得讨厌死了。
A very practical example is in the past when you heard about God, you thought, oh, I don't like to hear about God.
你们这些基督徒说什么就是说到神。
You Christians, all you do is you talk about God.
除了神以外就没别的人。
Like there's no one else exists except God.
为什么那么讨厌？
Why do you guys have to be like that?
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
当你接受到主的时候，你里面都起变化了。
We thank our Lord when you accept the Lord, everything in you changes.
你不单是觉得神的名字不可厌。
You don't despise the name of our Lord.
你看到你听到神的名字，看到神的名字的时候，你就觉得太宝贝，太可爱了。
When you hear the name of our Lord, you think how precious it is, what a blessing it is.
弟兄，这对我们来说是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does this say about us? It speaks of a change in our lives.
这一个生命的转换,
this change in our lives.
叫我们从原来在属地的国度给迁到一个属天的国度去。
This change has brought us from an earthly kingdom into a heavenly kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，国度的转变呢，对我们来说，有些时候好像觉得没有什么困难。
Brothers and sisters, for us, maybe you might think a change in kingdom is something not very difficult.
但是并不真的如此哦。
But that might not be what's real.
因为你从一个国度转到另一个国度，太多困难了。
Because there are actually many difficulties from going from one kingdom to another.
简单的来说，
To speak simply,
虽然现在那个形势是好像有点转变，但是大体上还是没有变得太多。
Even though things recently might have changed for this, but overall everything still remains the same.
我们已经在活在美国这个地区了。
We are living in America here.
有好多人要跑到美国来，要做美国的国民。
Many people want to come to America to become citizens here in the United States.
你就问他们说容易不容易啊？
If you go and ask them, is it easy to come here?
有经历的人都告诉你说。
People with experience will tell you.
非常的不容易。
It's very difficult.
但是那个只不过是一个证明文件的转变而已。
Isn't it just a matter of some paperwork?
如果你真的是要成为这个国度里头的人，还有许多的变化在那里。
To actually be a member of a kingdom, it's not just a matter of paperwork, it's also a matter of the changing of your heart.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹中间已经有不少人你拿着美国的护照。
I trust that many of brothers and sisters here already have a passport from the United States.
但是你在外面走的时候，没有人说你是美国人。
But when you walk outside, you don't say, "Oh, you're American."
连我们这里一些，对不起，一些 ABC 的弟兄姊妹。
And even for the ABC brothers and sisters here.
你虽然可以有，从头到尾，你都是跟美国发生关系。
Maybe from head to toe, you act like an American. You speak English.
人家的小孩喜欢那个什么意大利饼叫什么？
披萨。For example, like you're like the other kids. You like to eat pizza.
你也是选择披萨。
And so other kids eat it. You eat pizza too.
人家观念里边，你还不是美国人。
But in other people's minds, you are still not exactly American.
因为说明你真的要从一个国度到另外一个国度。
For one to go from one kingdom to another,
并不是那么太简单、太容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
当我们接受主的时候，
that when we accept our Lord,
主叫我们起的那一个变化，乃是一个国度的变化。
The change that our Lord has us undertake is that of a change in kingdom.
你说有什么凭据？
You say, how is this possible?
拿你的天国护照来看看。
Can we see your heavenly passport?
你说对不起，天国里头好像没有见过有护照。
But then your response is, there's no passports in heaven.
既然没有，这是什么证件？你怎么能说你这是转变了呢？
So you ask, what's your evidence for it? How can you prove this possible?
感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
那个转变不在文件。
This change does not come through paperwork.
And
this change is not through how you live your life.
那个证明乃是在你的生命里头完全是转过来。
That testimony is through your entire life itself.
这弟兄姊妹们，我们都蒙恩得救。
Brothers and sisters, we are all born again.
We
have already been brought into this new kingdom. But in this new kingdom, is there something down to earth that we can see, that we can point to and say, oh, this shows that we are in this kingdom?
弟兄姊妹，我们不回到神的话里头去的时候，我们觉得也没有什么大不了。
If brothers and sisters, we don't return to our Lord's words, we'll think that this is not a big deal.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our Lord.
什么时候我们来到神的面前？
What time we return to our Lord?
你看到一件事。
You will see one thing.
这一个生命的转变。
This change in your life.
这一个国度的转变。
This change in your kingdom.
不单是 主的话给我们说，你们成了天上的国民。
Not only does God say that you are children of the kingdom,
你们同时和这一个国的元首有相交,
but that you have a portion in this kingdom, with the head of this kingdom.
那你读《约翰一书》第一章，你就很清楚看到了。
If you read John chapter 1, you can see that people, we can accept our God's Son as our the head. And God's Word tells us that we are communicating with God. If we're communicating God, we're communicating with His Son.
不单是这样,
And not only do we communicate with God's Son, but we also communicate with everyone else who is part of that life.
用我们属灵的术语上来说，我们交通恢复了。
Because in terms of spiritual spiritual worship, we seem to neglect. It's restored.
我们感谢我们的神，从前我们不能到神的面前。
We thank and praise our God. Once we are unable to come in the presence of God, but now we can come at any time before Him.
从前我们根本和神的儿女们当中有形无形是有点间隔在那里。
Sometimes in the with brothers and sisters, we cannot communicate with.
No, not communicate.
We can communicate with them.
现在呢？ 除非你不担心，不然的话，交通一点困扰都没有。
And today, it's that if you really try, unless you really try to, communication is very easy.
越宝贝的一件事，那活在弟兄姊妹们的交通的里头，我们里面的喜乐就不住的增加。What's
more precious is that we, when we live with brothers and sisters, we can rejoice with them as well.
弟兄，这不就是什么？
Now, brothers, what is this is the result of us being transformed into this new kingdom. This kingdom is from heaven. This life is from heaven. And the paternity of this life is from heaven.
这个生命的那个追求的方向是属天的。
And the pursuit of this life is toward heaven.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
We truly thank and praise our God.
但是问题还不停在这里。
But the problem doesn't stop here.
因为当你什么时候成为天上的国民的时候,
because when you become a people in the kingdom,
以弗所书也就更清楚地给我们指出一个事实来。
Ephesians shows us a reality.
你们也成了神家里的人,
that you have become part of the house of God.
你们不单是成为天, 一个是属天的国度,
Not only do you belong in the kingdom of heaven, but you also now belong to the house of God. When we see that we belong to the house of God, there's something very special.
我们在旧金山的聚会的地方, 那个登记的名字叫做, 圣伯禄神的家。
When we're in our gathering at San Francisco, we have our church is called the House of God. So when we enter into the House of God, then are we in the House of God? That actually is only the name of the location of our gathering.
虽然表达出来的是也是蛮有神恩典。
Even though it truly demonstrates God's grace,
但是真正在那里表现的是说，在这里的一个一个的人，他们都是神家里的人。
What the name truly represents, though, is that everyone who gathers there, each one of them is part of the house of God.
你说是神家里的什么人？
You ask what kind of persons are they in the house of God? There could be different answers to this.
你说的,
you could say, I'm a servant in the house of God.
早晨起来,
I wake early in the morning and I tidy things up.
我就预备这个,预备那个,等候这个家里的主人来的时候,可以让他有所享用。
I could tidy things up and I could prepare maybe something for the master to eat when he wakes up.
当然, 这是其中家人的一个份,一个成分。
That is one job in the house of God.
但是你说, 我在这个家里头,
but you say, I'm in this house.
是小主人,
I'm a little master.
就是说我们是在家里是做儿女的。
Or that we are children in the house of God.
那弟兄姊妹们, 这样那个身份就又不一样了，是不是？
But this position then is different from that of a servant.
尤其是现在，对不起，在我们中间也许有一些类似的弟兄姊妹们。
This might be the case for some brothers and sisters here among us. I apologize for that.
如果你来自中国这些年。
If you came from China all these years, you can only have one child in your house. You will realize how precious this child is to such a point. If you say, oh, I'm a child in the house of God, this status is different. I'm not going to talk further about it. Let's talk about ourselves. You are a part of the house of God. What kind of person are you in the house of God? We thank and praise our God. Our Lord's words give us very clear assurance. For those who receive it, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. We are the children of God. Brothers and sisters, this is the change in our status. Not only is this a change in the status, but by becoming a child of God, you have the right to become like God. Not only the right to become like God, but that you must become like God. Maybe today we are not like God. But because we have this right and this privilege, God is bringing us slowly to become like Him.
十节那里怎么说?
Brothers and sisters, you must remember what it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
那里就说到那个在天上为父的。
It says that for those in heaven. For that one in heaven.
他要得着许多的儿子。
For Jesus Christ who was in heaven, he wanted to bring many sons. Did he simply want to have many sons?
对我们来说，我们能成为神的儿女，我们很满足了。别有什么比这个更好？
From our perspective, if we can become the children of God, that is a blessing already.
但是主的话告诉我们说,
but the Lord's word says to us,
我们能成为神的儿女的时候,
when we become children of God,
神的心还不够满足,
God's heart is not satisfied.
那神要怎样才能满足呢?
How can God be satisfied?
他说这些儿女, 都要给带进荣耀里去, 神就满足了。
God wants these sons to be brought into glory.
这是神的计划,
that is God's plan.
这是神的心意,
that is God's purpose.
但是怎么能叫我们给带到这个地步呢?
But how can we be brought to this glory? We thank and praise our God. If salvation brings us into the kingdom of God,
弟兄姊妹也记得罗马书八章上面说的话,
brothers and sisters might remember what Romans chapter
8
says. In there, Paul sees many people. God sees many people.
他看到这些人, 他们会拣选主的。
He sees that these people will choose our God.
神就决定就是要拣选主的人。
And our God decided that these people,
神就把他们召集出来。
That God, our God will call them out.
召集出来的人就怎么样呢?
And what will our God do with them who are called out?
就称他们为义。
And declare, he'll declare them righteous.
不再定他们的罪。
And will not condemn them of their sins.
除掉他们在神面前的不洁。
And forgive them of their sins.
让他们成为一个圣洁没有瑕疵的人。
And cause them to be blameless and pure before God.
神就称他们为义了。
And God can thus declare them righteous.
这也不得了了。
This is marvelous.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our God.
神的话没有停在哪里。
That his word does not stop there.
神的话继续带我们往前。
Our Lord's words continue to bring us.
就我们很清楚地看见, 那是给称为义的人。
And causes to see that for those who are declared righteous,
神还要叫他们的荣耀,
God still wants them to receive glory.
姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们把神这个心意很明确的、很具体的把它领会过来,
if you truly understand God's will and His purpose,
你就看到了,
you can see,
怎么样叫我们能给大家这个地步呢?
What can bring us to this point?
感谢主,
we thank our Lord.
是因为神儿子的生命在我们的里面所带出的结果。
It is because of God's Son, what He has done in our lives.
他那个神儿子的生命是怎么样?
What the Son's life is like.
我们这些接受神儿子的人就要给带到像神儿子的样。
We will be brought likewise into that life which our Lord Jesus
has.
So that's why if you turn to 1 John, you will see.
他说,亲爱的弟兄啊,
he said, dearly beloved,
我们是神的儿女,
we are children of God.
将来怎么样,我们不知道。
What may happen in the future, we do not know. But one thing I know,
他若显现,
that if he reveals himself,
我们必要像他,
we will be like him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and
sisters,
do you understand the results of what the blood of the Lamb has done for us?
那当我们能领会到这些事情的时候，你就体会到这个说，要叫我们成为国民归于神，是指着什么？
Do you understand what it means when we are brought into the kingdom of heaven to become unto our Lord?
肯定一件事是不是叫你去换护照？
One reality is that you do not need to go and change your passport.
是要叫我们有一个资格去改换我们整个的人。
But rather that, it gives us a privilege and a right to change ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 你记得, 主的话是在哪里说, 如果不圣洁, 你没有人能 见神。
You brothers and sisters, you remember the Bible verse that says, "Without if we are not righteous, we cannot see God."
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our God.
因着主的生命成了我们的生命。
Because Christ's life has become
our life. 我们被迁到主的国度的里头。
We are brought into His kingdom.
我们和神中间就没有了任何的间隔。
There's nothing now separating us from God.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
We truly praise and thank our God.
因此当我们在读神的话里，读到哥林多前书第一章的时候。
When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
第九节。
Verse 9.
那里就说到一件事情，非常非常的要把我们震惊的。
It speaks of something that causes us to be very alert.
为什么会叫我们震惊呢？
Why should this cause us to be alarmed?
因为羔羊的血所造成的那一个结局，要把我们领到一个地步，叫我们与耶稣基督一同得分。
Because the blood of the Lamb that was slain is to bring us into a fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是神的儿子是怎样，我们就要给带到怎么样。
That what our Lord Jesus is like, that is what we are to be brought to.
不是说我们变成主耶稣。
It's not that we become Jesus.
而是说神把我们放在基督的里面，叫基督所有的成了我们所享用的。
But it's rather that we are placed into Christ, and that what Christ has and what he uses, God allows us to be able to have.
弟兄姊妹常常听到一些前头的弟兄们说。
Brothers and sisters, you must remember what those in the past have said.
除了神性以外,
without faith in God,
Godhead,
you know,
except the Godhead.
Except the Godhead.
神的儿子所有的一切没有一样不是我们不能享用的。
Apart from the Godhead, everything that Christ has is something that we can enjoy. We thank and praise our God.
So, 弟兄姊妹，当我们看到长老们在那里说，我们是成为国民来归于神，你晓得这个是何等大的一件事。
So you can imagine how great an event it was when the 24 elders state that we shall become people of His kingdom.
你说真好。假如等到主来的那一天，我们都要成了这样。
So you might think, oh, this will be great when our Lord comes back. We will be like Him.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你这样想，你就对了一半，就错了一半了。
Brothers and sisters, if you think like this, you will be right in one part and wrong in the other part.
因为这样的一个事实，不是要等到主来的时候才出现的。
Because this reality will not happen only when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back the second time.
是我们一进入基督里的时候，整个的份就已经归到我们的账上。
But it's rather that when we enter into Christ, that God has already given us this portion.
弟兄姊妹，你记得哥罗西书说，神把他一切的所有的丰富都放在他儿子里头。
If you remember Colossians, it says that God has placed all the richness in Christ.
而我们呢?
How about us?
主的话就说,
our Lord's word says,
你们也在他里面得了这一切的丰盛。
And our Lord promised that we can in Him receive all the fullness.
这个在主里面的事实是等到什么时候才能出现在我们的身上呢?
This reality in Christ, when will it appear?
不是等到我们面对面见主的时候。
It won't happen only when we see God face to face.
当我们进入基督里的时候，那时候就开始。
When we enter into Christ, that is when it begins.
当然在我们的经历上面来说，我们不可能一下子就能把基督所有的丰满都接过来。
But in our experience, we can see that it's not only one instance that we can receive all the fullness of Christ.
不是基督很吝惜，不肯把他的丰富分给我们。
It's not that Christ is stingy and that he doesn't want to give us of his fullness.
他早就把这个资格给我们，随时就可以支取他的所有。
He's already given us this privilege and we can get it from him anytime we want.
问题是我们这个人的器皿太小，你承装不了那么许多。
The problem really is that we are too small a vessel to receive all the
fullness. 我们的主的丰盛只要流出一点点，我们就觉得够了，我撑不下来了。
Our Lord's fullness, if it leaks even a little bit, we say, oh, I'm full of it. That's enough for me.
但是我们的主说还有许许多多，你怎么来去盛装啊？
But our Lord Jesus says, there's much more, and how can you bear it? We thank and praise our God.
当我们留意到做伯民归于神的时候，
When we understand how we become people of the kingdom and belong to God,
长老的祷告又有一点加上去了。
The prayer of the elders again adds another phrase.
那这一点一加上去的时候，刚才那个难处就在我们身上慢慢的解决了。
By adding this phrase, our troubles concerning becoming pure of the kingdom is gradually alleviated.
弟兄姊妹，你看到我们归于神不单是做国民。
As you can see, we are not only to be people of the kingdom,
而不单是进入那个国度,
and not only to enter into that kingdom,
同时我们要成为一个祭司来归于神,
but at the same time, we are to become priests unto God.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是一件很大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great thing.
我们不要让祭司这一个名词来骚扰我们对祭司的那个职分的领会。
Let's not be tripped up by the word priest here.
当然回到旧约的时候，
Of course, we look back at the Old Testament.
救赎还没有做成功，
When salvation was not yet complete.
基督流血的事情还没有成为历史的事实。
When Christ's blood had not yet become reality.
人要到神面前去的时候是没有路的。
For people to come to God, there was no way.
但是神愿意人亲近他。
But God was willing that people should draw nigh to him.
神也愿意亲近那些寻求他的人。
And God wanted to draw close to people.
那个怎么办呢？
So what could they do?
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
在旧约的历史里头，我们都记得以色列人给带出埃及的时候。
We all remember our Old Testament history that when the children of Israel were led out of Egypt,
神特别给他们一个祝福。
God personally blessed them.
他说，我要叫你们成为祭司的国度。
He said, I will make you a kingdom of priests.
那当然，在以色列人没有成为祭司国度以前。
Of course, before the Israelites could become the kingdom of priests.
人堕落了以后。
After man fell.
那借着献祭而寻求见神的面的事情，在人的中间已经给人领会到了。
People had already used burnt offerings and sacrifices to be able to communicate with God.
是弟兄姊妹，你记得亚伯的故事，该隐的故事。
So brothers and sisters, do you remember the story of Cain and Abel?
那时候开始你就看到献祭的事情。
From that point on, you see the issue about sacrifices.
你说他们兄弟俩怎么知道要献祭呢？
You think about it, you may ask, how do these brothers know to offer sacrifice?
我们不知道很详细的那个具体的情况。
We do not know the specific circumstances.
因为圣灵没有做那样细致的记录。
Because the Holy Spirit did not ask for such a specific description.
但是有一件事情在伊甸园发生的。
But something in Eden did happen.
这一件事情也许我不敢说它绝对，但是我只能说，也许那一件事情给亚当和亚当的后代有一点点的启发。
There's something that happened in Eden that maybe, possibly, gave Adam and his descendants a clue of how to approach God.
那是什么事呢？
What was that?
那是当神来寻找堕落的人的时候，人躲起来了。
It's that when God went to look for fallen man, men hid themselves.
不敢见神了。
They were afraid to talk to God.
不愿见神了。
They were unwilling to talk to God.
不要见神了。
They didn't want to talk to God.
但是神还是愿意把人找出来。
But God was willing to find people out.
他找出来，你叫人怎么见神呢？
After he found them, how could you cause them to draw nigh to God?
因为堕落的人一看见神的时候就是给定罪，这个谁都受不了。
Because when fallen men see God, they are convicted and they don't want to approach God. We thank our God. God did something marvelous there. What did he do?
杀了一个牲口,
he killed an
animal.
Animal, okay.
Animal.
We do not know what kind of animal it is. It might have been a lamb. But the Bible doesn't explicitly state it. But we do know that an animal was killed. But through this killing or the sacrifice of this animal, it must have given a clue for men. We are fallen, we cannot see God. With what can we see God? We must have a life that is sacrificed to cover our own sins and our own foolishness, and that way we can approach God and talk to Him. And maybe it was this incident that caused Adam's sons, Cain and Abel, to offer sacrifices to God.
那无论如何, 我们可以看到一件事,
no matter what, we can see this one thing.
神和人中间失去了那个正常的关系, 如果你要恢复的话, 你必须要先解决那一个造成那个损坏的那个原因。
We can see that when relationship between God and man was broken, what needs to be fixed first is the cause of that broken relationship.
那怎么去解决呢?
But how to solve for this?
在旧约里头,没有十字架流血的事情做成。
In the Old Testament, there was no cross, there was no shedding of blood for
forgiveness.
But our God caused the Israelites to understand that it was through sacrifice that they could approach God. In the desert, our God caused the Israelites to build a tabernacle.
然后把律法传给他们,
and gave them the law.
然后就告诉他们说, 你们应该怎样怎样来献祭。
And he told them, this is how you should sacrifice.
当然我们如果用点时间去看献祭的时候, 你看到神当时给他们有五个祭。
If you look carefully at the different sacrifices, our God gave them five different kinds.
那在五个祭的里头呢,都包含了一个事实在那里。
There's a common denominator among these five sacrifices.
比方说你要献燔祭,
maybe you're offering a burnt offering.
那燔祭做什么呢?
What is a burnt offering for?
要寻求神完全的悦纳。
It's to see God's hearing.
所以你就必须要找一个 凡祭生来把一切在神面前神不悦纳的事物都担当掉，好叫你献祭的人在神面前得蒙纪念。
So thus, in order to offer this offering, you would need to find someone to partake of all your trespasses before God.
但是非圣洁不能见神的面啊。
But even though you offer these offerings, you still don't see God face to face. And God says, if you do not offer another animal, what is this offering
for?借着数据所表达的那一些纯净来说明我们到神面前来，我们乐意到你面前求恩典，来叫我们得完全的洁净。And
this kind of offering shows that we are willing to come before God, that we are willing to become pure before God.
神又给他们一个平安祭。
God also told them to offer peace offering.
那为什么要有平安祭呢?
Why should there be peace offering?
神就让他们很清楚地有一个把握。
God gives them an assurance through this.
借着先祭的事情, 神悦纳了你们，不再在你们身上有任何的追讨。
God promises that if you do this offering, that He will cause you to have peace, that you will not be able to worry.
然后还有这两个祭都是与, 对付罪有关系的。
And the two other offerings that were not described have to deal with sin.
外面的罪，里面的罪，大的罪，小的罪，在神面前怎么解决呢？
For inner sin, outer sin, great sin, small sins, how they can be dealt with before God. 你们就
借着献祭的事情来做了。
They can be dealt with by offering sacrifices.
借着献祭去得着神的赦免。
Through sacrifices, you can receive God's forgiveness.
而这个赦免也是根据那个牲口的被杀了，这个是可以羊羔也好，那个牛犊也好。
And this forgiveness depends on the kind of sacrifice, whether it's a lamb or if it's a cattle.
那因此我们就看到了，神在救约的时候，借着献祭来叫人和神的那一个中间的隔开给挪走。
So we can see in the Old Testament that through sacrifice, the barrier between relationships between God and man was removed.
但是神所要的是不是只是要以色列人呢？
But did God only want the Israelites to offer sacrifices to him?
不。
No.
神要的是所有的人。
God wanted everyone to be able to.
但是你怎么能叫所有的人都给带回神的面前呢？
But how can you bring everyone before God?
神当年就是选上以色列人。让他们做一个榜样。
In Exodus, God chose the Israelites as an example to the nation.
叫许许多多的其他的外邦人，透过以色列人他们这样的动作，而正常了与神的关系，他们也跟着上来。
So that the Gentiles or the foreigners could see what the Israelites were doing with God and they could learn from them.
那结果就把人带回神的面前。
And thus, to be able to bring all men before God.
那这个是在旧约里头神做的一件事情。
This is what God was doing in the Old Testament.
当然，一个人的本身不具备这个接受神赦免的那个条件，所以这个献祭的事情也只成了一些形式上的东西。
But because man did not fully accept God's forgiveness through sacrifice, sacrifice only became a mechanism.
虽然它成了形式上的东西。
Even though God still truly acted through it,
但是在那里是发表了一个原则。
Later it only represented this principle.
你要到神面前来的时候，你必须要找到一些有祭司功能的那些人来解决神和人中间的那个间隔和距离。
What ended up happening was that people felt that they had to go to certain people who were priests in order to offer sacrifice to God.
感谢主。
We thank our God.
到了新约的时候。
Then in the New Testament.
我们的主在十字上流血。
Our Lord Jesus, He died on the cross.
他就做了那个大祭司。
He became that high priest.
他就要寻找许许多多做祭司的人来与他一同配搭。
And He wanted many people to become priests and to work with Him.
那去哪里找呢？
Where would He find it?
感谢主。
We thank our God.
那是有主生命的人。
Whoever had the life of God.
那是成为国民的人。
Those who had, were in His kingdom.
同时也就成了神在新约的时候所显明的那一批的祭司。
At the same time, they'll become what God in the New Testament presented as.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们常常说我们在新约里头的圣徒。每一个人都是神的祭司。
And that's why in the New Testament we proclaim that every saint is a high priest.
地位我们看到了。
We can see our position.
但是这个祭司的实际在我们身上是怎么样来执行呢？
But do we see how to actually fulfill in our lives?
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
长老的祷告又把这个点点明出来了。
The elders' prayer further explains this.
他们是做祭司归于神。
And it explains that we are to become priests unto God.
那就是说出了一个非常严肃的问题。
It describes a very serious question.
不错，做祭司的是要把人领到神的面前来。
It's good to be a priest and lead people to God.
如果没有祭司的话，你就没办法到神的面前。
Without a priest, you cannot approach God.
在旧约的以色列人肯定是这样的事情。
In the Old Testament, this was definitely the state of affairs.
在新约的日子里头，仍然是这个原则。
And in the New Testament, it's the same way.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不会盼望一个没有听过福音的人，一个完全不知道主的名字的人，他们自动的会寻找救恩的。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine someone who completely did not hear about the gospel to suddenly decide to believe.
但神要救他们。
It's that God has to call them.
那怎么把他们救进这个国度里头？
And how does God call them into the kingdom?
感谢神。
We thank God.
就是成为国民的那一些神的儿女们，他们就承担这一个祭司的服事。
It is those people who are already in the kingdom. They become priests.
彼得前书那里就说到，我们都是祭司。
In 1 Peter, it describes how we are all priests.
什么样的祭司呢？
What kind of priest?
有君王的尊荣的祭司。
It says that we are royal priesthood.
那为什么有君王的尊荣的祭司呢？
Why are we royal priesthood?
因为我们整个的服事是把人带回到那个宇宙的君王的面前。
Because our job is to bring everyone before the creator and ruler of the world.
要让他们一同去承受这个宇宙的君王所有的荣耀丰富。
And cause them to enjoy all the glories and honor of the king of the world. We thank and praise our God.
这是我们在救恩里头的一个很宝贝的身份，但是却是许许多多在新约里边的圣徒们忽略的。
We thank and praise our God that this is a position of salvation that is precious for us, but which some in the New Testament era have mismanaged.
如果从那个职事上面来说啊，你能有这样的身份呢，不是很喜乐吗？
From the viewpoint of having a position, isn't it joyful for us to be able to have this?
应该是。
It should be.
但是我们为什么会忽略它呢？
But brothers and sisters, why do we neglect this?
原因
The reason
在一个非常严肃的要求的底下
is under very serious request.
那就碰到什么叫做祭司的具体的工作。
It touches what is the practical means by which you can be a priest.
换一句话来说，什么叫做侍奉神。
In other words, what does it mean to serve God?
当然祭司就是侍奉神。
Of course, a priest serves God.
但是怎样才叫做侍奉神呢？
But what does it really mean to serve?
许多人以为说我热心一点就叫做侍奉神。
Some people think, oh, if I'm, you know, enthusiastic, I can serve God.
许多人说，哎呦，我反正在教会里头也好，有一点点的服侍，我就叫做侍奉神。
Some people think that, oh, if I serve in the church, then I'm serving God.
我不敢说那一定不是侍奉神。
No, I wouldn't say that that definitely is not serving God.
但是如果我们真的要学习那个侍奉神的这一个事实的话，
But we truly want to understand the reality of serving God.
那我们就必须要先弄清楚。什么叫做侍奉神的人？
We must first understand who are those people who serve God.
我想弟兄姊妹很容易去弄明白的。
I trust brothers and sisters can easily figure out. For example,
他是我的主人。
He is my master.
我是他的仆人。
I'm his servant.
我来侍奉他。
I serve him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters. 那我怎么侍奉他呢？
How do I serve him?
我是按照他的需要来侍奉他，还是根据我的想象去侍奉他呢？
Do I serve him according to his needs, or do I serve him according to what I think he should be served?
比方说。
For example.
现在天气慢慢的寒冷了。
The weather is starting to become colder.
我给他预备洗澡的水。
I'll prepare bath water for him.
我就是给他预备冷水。
I want to prepare cold water for him.
我说啊，他是主人。
I say he's the master.
我是仆人。
I'm the servant.
我来服侍他。
I want to serve him.
我让服侍他的方方舒舒服服。
I want to make him comfortable.
用热水来洗脚虽然是舒服，但是冒了一那是身汗，那人是疲疲倦倦的。
If I give him hot water, he's going to sweat a lot, and that's going to make him weak.
倒不如用冷水来给他洗澡，然后经过一个冷水的淋浴，他整个人的精神焕发了。
So I should give him cold water so that he can have a bright spirit, so he can be focused.
不感冒就一定是精神焕发。
You know, if he doesn't catch a cold, that's also pretty nice.
Brother
and sister, if I serve him in this fashion, is this service? Brother and sister, this cannot be called service. Because service is about me pleasing his needs, not me imagining his needs. And this encompasses this problem. We come to serve God. God calls us to serve Him. We have become a priest to serve God. How are we priests unto God? Strictly speaking, serving God is to serve God's purpose.
如果你不是按照神的旨意来侍奉的话，
If you don't serve according to God's will,
那所有的侍奉都不能叫做侍奉。
All the service cannot be counted as a service.
不叫做吵闹，也恐怕，反正不能叫做侍奉。
It might be called strife, might be called something else, anything but service.
你要是侍奉神，
If you want to serve God,
你只有一个目的，
You only have one goal.
那个目的就是让神感觉喜悦。
It's to please and glorify God.
让神感觉满足。
It's to cause God to become
fulfilled. 然后神的满足就成了我们的喜乐。
And God's fulfillment becomes our joy.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank and praise our God.
这是一个非常非常简单的非常简单的一个真理上的教导。
This is a very simple truth.
那具体的用在我们就是跟随主的人的身上来说。
So how can we use this practically in brothers and sisters' lives?
这是什么？
What would it be?
这不就是我们不都在神面前要学习的奉献吗？
Isn't it the act of offering to God one example?
我们在神面前的奉献不单是一次的奉献。
Our offering ourselves before God is not just a one-time act.
我们是不住在那里奉献有更新。
It's that we continue to offer.
所谓奉献的更新，就是越脱离我们自己的想法，而接受主自己的想法做我们的想法。
What does it mean to have continual sacrifices? To constantly remove us from our own thinking and to put ourselves in the thinking of God.
那就是罗马书十二章上头所说到的那个话。
And it's just like what Paul says in Romans chapter 12.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
他说：“是亲爱的弟兄啊，我们把我们的身体献上当作活祭，是对的，是合宜的，是神喜悦的。”
He says, Brothers, I beseech you by the mercies of God, they present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. He says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be like what people are like on this earth.
要留意的是，那个模样是不是神显明出来的。
But you must think whether this form is what God would want. It's what God would desire.
所以我们需要不住的更新而变化。
So that's why we constantly have to have our minds renewed.
要知道什么是神最喜悦的。
To know what is that pleasing will of God.
我们就来服侍神那个旨意。
And so that way we can serve God.
我这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is something very important.
当时长老们在神面前祷告，就祷告到这一个点上，要叫人做祭司归于神。
So that's why the elders were praying before God concerning how man will become God's priest.
我没交通下去以前，我要回过头来要提一点。
Before we continue, I'd like to go back and remind brothers.
我要请弟兄姊妹记得，祭司当时祷告的这个祷告的内容是复述历史来祷告。
this priest, when they're praying, it's in plural. It's repeated. It's in plural.
并不是说他前面要发生的事。
Basically, when it talks about prayer here, it's not talking about what...
已经发生过了，也成功了。现在24长老就指着这样已经做成功的事情来点明出来的。
It's not what's going on, it's what has been already accomplished.
是因为这样，只有这样才能带出那个将来必成的事。
And through what has already been accomplished, that is what will bring about what will happen.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
这就让我们在神的面前要很严肃地来看，我们既然是给神召回来做祭司归于他。
This causes us to seriously consider this. If we are created as priests to God, then we are all people who serve God's will.
这个问题就来了。
Then comes the question.
那神的旨意是什么?
What's God's will?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神的旨意从永远到永远没有更改过。
That God's will does not change from everlasting to everlasting.
从前是怎样，现在还是怎样。
What it was in the past is still is today.
并且将来带出结果的时候，那个结果也是怎样。
And the conclusion it brings in the future is will always be the same.
弟兄姊妹，记得昨天我们特别提到以弗所书。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember yesterday we explicitly mentioned Ephesians?
我们看到从永远到永远，神有一个很明确的目的在那里。
We see that God from eternity to eternity has a special purpose. To bring all creation under in one under Christ. That is the will of God.
所以你看到保罗的写书信的时候，奉神旨意做神的使徒的保罗。
So you can see when Paul writes his letter, it says Paul by the will of God and as Paul as the apostle of God, he writes.
或者说，照着我们祖宗的神所。 所造我们是侍奉他的旨意的神。
Yeah, it's that we are serving God's will and Himself.
保罗也好，彼得也好，约翰也好。
Paul wanted to do this, Peter wanted to do this, John wanted to do this.
在他们整个跟随主的事情上面，他们一直盯牢着神那永远的旨意。
In their work, in their trials, they constantly looked for God's will.
因为他们知道。 从前神在律法的日子也好，现在在今天新约的教会的日子也好，神可以在工作方法有一点的改变，但是神那个目的没有改变。He
shows that whether it's in the Old Testament, the law, or in the New Testament through the church, God's means of having His will done may change, but the will is always the same.
从前是为着这一个。 一切要在基督里同归于一，这个方向来去行走。
In the past, it was that all shall become one in Christ.
现在还是那样。And
today, it is the same.
一直到事情做成功了，仍然是指明这一个事实是准确的。And
even until the goal is reached, it's always the same.
那因此我们就要更具体一点去问。So
now we must ask practically.
那现在。 神的那个旨意是什么？
Nowadays, what exactly is God's will?
那答案仍旧是那一个。
And yet the answer will still be the same.
万有都要在基督里同归于一。
That all creation shall be one under Christ.
但是要加上神现在在做的事情。
But it must include what Christ is currently working on.
也是我们在以弗所书里面所特别提到的。
And it's also what we specially mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
那我们一再的提到。 神整个的工作是从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人身上开始。
It describes how God's work is accomplished through us who first have hope in Christ.
那我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人身上，神是开始的是什么呢？
For those of us who first have hope in Christ, what is that God wants to do in us?
要叫这所有在基督里有盼望的人，在生命的连接的里头去建造神的教会。
It's that all of us who have hope in Christ, that we could all together build the church.
那因此，我们如果一切的服事 和神的教会的建造不能完全配合的话，那我们就需要主的怜悯。
So in our services, if we cannot build up the church, then we must deeply consider it and have the Lord's grace in
that. 这是一个非常重要的事实。
This is a very important reality.
那为什么我们这样说呢？
Why do we say this?
因为神的话是这样说嘛。既然是要从他们做起头，他们必须要先达到神所要做成的。
Because the Lord's word says this, that what has been started must be accomplished.
然后就让神所做成的扩充他的那个影响，从局部到更宽阔。
That what we do must be able to amplify the Lord's work.
从更宽阔到全地。
From what is what's broadly done already to cover the whole world.
到那个时候，国度就显明了。
And at that point is when the kingdom is fully revealed.
只有等到国度显明了。
And so when the kingdom is revealed,
新天新地才有条件出来。
That heaven, the new heaven and earth will be able to come down.
那个关键就是这样的紧密了。
This is the linear connection.
所以我们回到启示录来，你现在再回头来看，看见的是现在的事和将来必成的事那个关系，你就越看越清楚。
So if you go back to the book of Revelation, you should be able to see that what happened in the past, what is happening, and what will happen is very interconnected.
但是问题在这里。
But there arises a question.
什么叫做教会给建造？
What does it mean to build up the church?
什么叫做教会长大？
What does it mean for the church to be full grown?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
有一个观念，我们必须要求主领我们到准确的。
There is a right way of thinking that we must ask our God to bring us into.
神愿意万人得救，这个事实我们要看准。
God is willing that all can be saved. That is the truth.
但是我们要领会教会长成的时候，你就不能只是从人数上面去计算。
But if you're talking about the building up of the church, then you cannot count this building up as simply the number of people in church.
因为从人数上面是计算的话，计算不出来。
Because if you only count the growth of the church simply through the numbers, it's not something that can be clearly seen.
因为我们说教会的长成，它是有条件的。
Because we say church growth has certain conditions.
如果不达到那个条件，再多的人也没有完成那一个要求。
And that if the church does not reach these conditions, meet these conditions, no matter how many people are in the church, it won't grow.
就会问了。
So brothers and sisters might ask, what are these conditions?
不是所有信主的人越多越好吗？
Isn't it great for there to be more brothers and sisters who are saved?
当然，越信主的人越多是越好。
Of course, the more people that are saved, the better.
神巴不得每一个人都能成为神的儿女。
God wishes that everyone could become his child.
但是如果要叫神的儿女都能显出，弟兄姊妹，你记得，我不是说那个地位，我是说那个显出，就是说到那个时机。
But in order for Christians to truly be revealed,
那就要非常非常的留意两个事实。
Then we must pay very careful attention to two truths.
这都是神的话清楚告诉我们。
And these truths are what God's word has clearly spoken to us.
一件事在以弗所书。
One is in Ephesians,
一件事在哥罗西书,
and the other is in Colossians.
在这两卷书里头，把我们带到一个很严肃的学习里。
In these two books, it brings us into this very strict
and serious discipline.
If the church wants to grow,
如果教会真的是得着建造,
if the church truly wants to be built up,
这两件事情一定要做得对。
These two things must be done correctly.
那这是什么呢？
What are these two things?
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
你在哥罗西书里头就看到一个事实。
In Colossians, you see this truth.
那个事实就是。
This reality is.
教会只有一个元首。
The church only has one head.
这一位元首就是基督,
and the head of the church is Christ.
啊, 全教会只有一个元首,
the whole church only has one head.
所有的神的儿女们都在学习一个功课, 尊基督为大。
All the children of God are learning this lesson, which is to treat Christ as the head.
一切是根据基督,
all is based on Christ.
基督说是的,
what Christ says yes, we say yes.
就是基督说不是的,
if Christ says no, we say no.
不会基督说不是的,人说是,我们说也可以考虑。
It's not when Christ says no and people say yes, then we say, oh, let me think about it.
我举个比方,弟兄姊妹,你就懂了。
I'll give an example and maybe brothers and sisters can understand.
我们扎州有一个,尤其是我们善凡市,有一件事情是,不说是全世界闻名嘛,但是也是相当闻名的就是。
In California, there are some people who work there who are very well known.
那是什么?
What is that?
同性恋的.
There are well known homosexual couples there.
现在就好像整个世界的风气都在那里吹, 这个是对的,这个是完全没有难处的.
You know the controversy concerning homosexuals there, how they say, oh, this is right, this is normal.
从风俗习惯一直到立法, 都好像朝着这个方向来移动。
Whether it's through their style or whether it's through law, they're trying to shift, seems like they're trying to shift.
人都以为这个是对的,那是不是对的?
People might think, oh, this is right, but
那我们作为神和女的,我们要问的就不是问这个问题。
As children of God, the question we should ask should not be this.
我们要问的是问神啊,你怎么看这件事?
We should not ask whether we think it's right, we should ask what does God think?
你小时候,旧金山,是不是美国通过头一个,曾经允许过同性婚姻合法呢? 我记不清楚。
I don't remember whether or not America, you know, or San Francisco allowed for a gay marriage or whatnot.
反正有一两个月是通过这样的律法，后来又停了。
I know that for a while there was a law passed against gay marriage, and then for Muslim children stopped.
人家提出来的理由是什么？
What was the reason for this?
不是不属灵的哦。
That's not spiritual.
很属灵的哦。
They have very spiritual reasons.
他们说什么呢?
What did they say?
神是爱。 God is love. 神是爱。
Oh, God is love.
我们相爱。
And that since we love one another,
神就在我们中间。
God is among us.
有没有错?
So it's not wrong that we have that we marriage. That God,
但是应用的人用错了。
God's word is not wrong, but the people who use it in the wrong fashion.
神在我们中间, 所以我们就相爱。
God is among us, and that is why we can love one another.
所以相爱, 我们就结婚嘛。
And it's through love that we can marry one another.
但人家说, 你同性的, 怎么可以结婚?
But people ask, you know, how, if you're of the same gender, how can you marry?
你都不懂。 你懂得神是爱,你就知道了。
And they say, oh, you don't understand. If you know God is love, so we can marry.
非常的属灵。
So it's very spiritual.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们知道基督是元首,我们的问题不是让人问你怎么看。
If we know that Christ is how, we don't ask how do people think, we ask what does God think.
我只是举一个例子而已。
I was just using this as an example.
在我们许许多多的事情上面, 我们从来不会认识基督是我们的元首。
In many areas of our lives, we often don't acknowledge Christ as our head.
神在把我们带到教会的建造里头的时候, 他头一件事情就让我们去认定,
but when Christ brings us into the church, one of the first things he tells us is that Christ is the head.
原谅我说一些有好, 一些话是好，有好些人是不愿、不敢、不喜欢听的。
Forgive me, brothers and sisters, for talking about things that people don't like to hear.
我相信不在我们弟兄姊妹中间。
I trust that these people are not among us.
但是我们必须要看到这个事实。
But we must see this reality.
基督教今天，所以在历史上一直到今天。所以有那么许许多多的混乱。
In Christianity, the reason why there's so much confusion, or there's so much corruption in it up to today.
一个极大的毛病，乃是在基督没有能在教会显出元首的真实。
The chief problem is that Christ is not placed as the head of the church in many situations.
所以这里一些人的意见加进来，那里一些世俗的风气加进来，加来加去的时候，剩下的基督没有多少。
Sometimes someone has an opinion, someone has a custom they like to add, and soon Christ is left out of it.
那交通到这里，我就再回头又说一件事。
So, sharing up to this point, I'd like to talk about another thing.
为什么将来必成的事必须是在现在的事情以后才出现？
Why do things that are predicted to happen in the future have to happen not now?
这就和教会长成有直接的关系。
This is actually related to the growth of the church.
教会不长成，你要基督怎么来？
You can't expect Christ to come if the church is not full grown.
基督不来，他怎么会揭开那小书上的那个七个印？
If Christ does not come, how will he remove the seven seals?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
那除了基督是教会的元首。
And now going back to the two main points, besides Christ being the head of the church, if you look at Ephesians, you see,
教会应该是神的儿女有一个非常和谐的配搭的来服侍神的旨意的属灵的团体。
The church should be a gathering of people who can serve God together faithfully.
所以配搭，那就是说，不是每样都做，每个人都做同一件事。
To be able to co-work together and work in harmony does not mean that everyone does the same thing. Because when God calls for the church to grow, God has many different things He wants the church to grow in. So that's why God has given many different gifts in the church.
用圣经上列出来的有先知有求有有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教职。
You can see that there's apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers, etc. gifts in the Bible.
除了这些恩赐呢，还有其他一些的恩赐。
And besides these gifts listed, there are other gifts as well.
那这些恩赐是怎么来服侍主呢？
So how can we use these gifts to serve God?
我们不是去服侍恩赐。
We are not in the church to serve gifts.
我们是用恩赐来服侍主的旨意。
Instead, we are to use the gifts to serve God's will.
所以不管我们是怎样的服侍，在配搭上面，我们是朝着基督的身体的长成这一个点来移动的。
The reason we are using this gift is because we are working towards the goal of serving God's will.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这个就是教会的建造。
This is the building of the church.
教会的建造不一定是说你对圣经的认识很多。
The building of the church does not mean that you know a lot about the Bible.
你经历到神的那个属灵的恩典很多。
Or that you experience much the grace of God.
当然这是我们是感谢主，如果主给我们有这样的机会。
But we truly thank our God if He has indeed given us this opportunity.
但重要的那个事情是，
But the most important thing is,
我们能把神的这个旨意借着弟兄姊妹们的那个配搭来显明出来。
Is that we can, through harmony and through working with brothers and sisters, reveal God's will.
每一个神的儿女们都承担自己所做的那一份。
that brothers and sisters can each take their own share of the work. But that they all work toward the same goal. And that they work under the same reality. That Christ is our head. We thank and praise our God. This is how we can become priests of God and work in this reality here. We thank and praise our God. When we see this little bit here, I have to again go back to the reason why God made man. Now we understand. We were made in the image of God. We took upon the task of God to have dominion over this world. Through what can we accomplish this task from God? Brothers and sisters, when we truly meet this spiritual reality, you will not feel that the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life are simply mythology. You will clearly see. To be able to do all that Christ has designed for us, we must needs choose the tree of life. And we cannot rely on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We thank and praise our God. Because we are chosen as priests to serve God. Even though this is something that is a work in progress before God. But it is to bring people back to in the presence of God. So that people can know and choose God to be their God. That when people worship in heaven, we on earth, wherever we are, can respond with resounding Amen. So tonight, I believe that is all I have for sharing. May we truly be drawn to God through His Word. Because tomorrow we'll be discussing the results of what happens when we are disciplined and when we follow God's guidings. And tomorrow we will see how God, through His grace and His choosing of us, causes us to become kings with Christ.
换一句话来说, 那就是神的永远的旨意, 借着我们带进成全的地步。
In other words, it's how God's eternal purpose can through us be finally accomplished. We thank and praise our God. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. In your eternal purpose, we have unlocked some things. We truly do not know fully how to follow you. But we thank and praise our God. You cause us to see clearly. What should be done, you have already done.
你现在要我们所跟上的，乃是叫我们学习如何活出你那永远的心意。
What you want us to follow is to be able to do your eternal purpose and will.
怎样在跟随你的路上脱离自己而进入你的丰富。
And to follow you, to come into your will and to deny ourselves.
感谢主，你的拣选是无限的恩典在其中。
We thank you that you have chosen us through your great grace.
也有无限的怜悯在其中。
And through your great mercy.
但愿我们这些蒙拣选的人能体会你的心意，跟上你的脚踪。
That we who are chosen by you may remember your grace and follow in your footsteps.
在这末了的日子里头，我们活出你的喜乐和你的喜悦。
Then these latter times we can live out your joy and fulfill your joy.
让我们都成为你的彰显和你的权柄的发表。
That we could truly manifest you and your power.
我们仰望我们的主。
We look upon you.
让主继续引我们走我们该走的路程。
May you truly guide us in our path.
荣耀归给你。
All glory be to you.
属天的祝福归于仰望等候你的人。
All blessings of heaven be to those who wait for you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and hope in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.